What if you quiet your mind and then realize that the chatter was actually giving you helpful advice? In today's episode, I will answer the question, when should you listen to the voice? From Maui, Hawaii, I'm Lucky, and this is Quiet Your Mind Chatter. What is mind chatter? If you hear voices inside your head, you don't necessarily need to see a mental health professional. Most of us endure mind chatter most of the time. Mind chatter, the voice, monkey mind, and the ego are all interchangeable names for the authoritative voice that occupies way too much mind space. Though having a negative loop of bossy thoughts playing in the background is normal, it is absolutely unnecessary. When we were cavemen and cavewomen, our minds continually scanned for danger. Not the dangers we face today, like getting our feelings hurt from a disparaging remark. Back then, the voice piped up when it thought we were going to die, that there was a saber-toothed tiger chasing us and going to catch us and kill us. This was a safety mechanism and definitely contributed to our well-being. Good job, voice. But now, that same voice tells you very convincingly that if you don't get caught up with your desk work or your housework or you don't wash your car, then you will be in big trouble, mister. When your work piles up, which I don't know about you in your life, but my work inevitably piles up at some point, your emotions can get really intense in the same way that your ancestor cavewoman's did when she was facing a hyena with really sharp teeth. This sense of panic wrecks your present moment and brings on future health problems, all because you reacted to your perception of danger. When mind chatter constantly barks at you day after day, year after year, you can get locked into hypervigilance, where you're always worried and you're just working to meet the demands of your monkey mind, or you isolate like a turtle and you pull into your shell to guard against the pain. When should you listen to the voice? Never! When mind chatter is no longer the captain of your ship, you can chart your course with a sense of adventure instead of fear. With or without mind chatter, you are self-preserving. You will make choices for your own safety. On the rare occasion when actual danger arises, your gut will sound the alarm. If, for example, a person comes into your space who truly is dangerous, maybe this person intends to steal from you or to rape you, your primal instincts will scream for your attention. Your thinking brain may choose to ignore the red flags, but your gut will continue waving those red flags. Mind chatter, is nowhere on the scene. It took me a while to learn that the voice is not my voice. We have all been listening to mind chatter for so long, it feels like part of us. And therefore, it can feel uncomfortable to discard it. Who will tell us what we need to know? Who will give us helpful advice? Without that voice nagging us to get moving, who will motivate us to accomplish anything? Let's take a look at whether or not mind chatter is actually helpful. When you look in the mirror, does the voice direct you to look at your favorite body parts or your least favorite body parts? and then tell you how ugly those body parts are. If you're like most of us, me included, this steady stream of negativity has been happening for decades and has failed to inspire you to hit the gym and work out every day and feel better about yourself. Even if you have improved your appearance, you probably still disapprove of your reflection in the mirror. Mind Chatter's criticism is not constructive. It is destructive. At a construction site, humans build things. Construct means to build. Your inner critical voice has never served and will never serve to build you up. It can only tear you down if you listen to it. Stop listening to it! True constructive criticism can be helpful, definitely, when it's coming from an understanding human who sincerely wants to help you. So let's say you give a presentation at work. You work really hard at putting it together. You look your best that day, and you get up in front of everyone, and you give a very imperfect presentation. It starts off well, but then you lose your way, and the last 5 minutes, you're just up there straight out rambling. Your boss pulls you aside later, maybe later that day, and gently offer some suggestions. She tells you, hey, I really like this part. You did a really good job on this part. Maybe you might want to tighten up your concluding remarks. And then she suggests, recap your main 3 points, and then smile and sit down. This is constructive. The voice, on the other hand, is destructive. It might sound something like, I can't believe you rambled at the end of your presentation. You know better. When are you going to learn? You're still paying off your school loans from that fancy education that you insisted on. What did you learn from it? You can't even put together a decent presentation. When you're putting together your next presentation, which message in your head will be helpful? Your boss's kindly worded suggestions or Mind Chatter's put-downs, which make you feel ashamed? Today's wellness tool. You ready for it? Here it is. The next time you hear a voice in your head offering, quote unquote, constructive criticism, stop and ask yourself if it feels constructive. As in, is it building me up or is it destructive and tearing me down? Say the thought out loud and feel how it feels in your body. When Mind Chatter says, you should not have eaten that, where does that register in your body? Is it a happy feeling or is it shame? Shame is destructive and it will not help you make a better food choice next time. Place that criticism in a balloon and watch it float away, knowing that you are a wonderful person, period. You are wonderful when you have perfect eating habits. You are wonderful when you have imperfect eating habits. No matter what, you are lovable and you are loved. When you hear the voice telling you that you are in danger, you will remember that you are not a cavewoman. There's no real danger. A situation to be dealt with, yes, absolutely, deal with the situation. But instead of hitting the panic button, you can ask yourself if the message feels good in your body, if the advice that you're receiving will serve to build you up. If the message triggers fear and shame, that's monkey mind putting you down. I am thankful that you are practicing listening to your true inner self, who knows that you are safe here and now. If my podcast has been helping you and you want to continue receiving my support and making you lighter and brighter, read my book, Willing Souls, How to Brave Uncertainty and Find Peace. My book is available at wellnesswithlucky.com and on Amazon. Before I go, I want to remind you that you are a spirit in a human body, so take care of your body. Yes, you are practicing quieting your mind, and hallelujah for that, but you've got to take care of your body too. Do a couple of things every day toward optimal health. Go for a walk. Buy some fresh vegetables and actually eat them. Allow yourself time to rest. If you're working on changing your body, notice when you are feeling angry with your body. Change takes time. Trust that your efforts will be rewarded with an abundance of health, but it might take a while. Ask your higher power to help you. She is more than willing to partner with you.